You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
The reason why I wanted to talk about the ability to receive is because I think a lot of us have a really hard time tuning into that, right? Maybe you're someone who thrives on being of service to other people, right? And you like feeling useful and you like being almost in the giver position and you like, you know, showing other people that you care for them by giving to them. Maybe that means you love giving or receiving acts of service or just feeling like you are good at giving advice or you're cooking for people. Whatever it is, like a lot of us identify as a giver or just feel very naturally inclined to have that as a trait within your relationships. But that disconnects you from something really powerful, which is your ability to receive. And the reason why I wanted to talk about the ability to receive specifically today is because sometimes when things in our life are feeling really good, it's extra important to tune into this because if you're not allowing yourself to receive, you're not fully soaking up the good in your life. When things get good, the first thing you have to do is you have to tell yourself, I am worthy of this good. When life gets good, it's one of the best times for you to double down in your relationship with yourself and really look at yourself and say, I deserve this. And so I have been really trying to make the conscious effort to every day affirm to myself, I am enough. I'm worthy. I deserve good things. I deserve a beautiful life. Affirming that is really important, not in the sense of like, oh, I'm worthy. I'm amazing. I'm so full of myself. No. Instead, what you're doing is you're creating the energy within you to soak all of the good up, right? And so what I've been doing is I've been saying that affirmation first thing in the morning whenever I remember. Maybe I'm still in bed and I just opened my eyes, or when I'm brushing my teeth, or I've been also doing another practice, which is journaling in the morning. That's when I have been writing this out as well. And that has been a practice that has been really helping me. Out affirmations and gratitudes. So I just fill up one whole page of a blank notebook with half of the page in affirmations and half of the page in gratitudes. And this has been helping me start my day off on such a positive note and also with a reminder to my subconscious mind that I deserve good things and that I'm attracting good things all the time. And so some of my favorite recent affirmations have been, I'm worthy. I deserve a beautiful life. I deserve good things. I deserve success. I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of positive things coming my way. I am worthy of abundance. I attract abundance, that kind of thing. And honestly, it's been very transformative. I have not been doing it every day. I really want to, you know, do it as consistently as I possibly can. But as you guys know, we're all about leaving the 0 to 100 mindset to the side and finding balance. And to me, a more balanced approach is not putting the pressure on myself to do this every day. Because if I'm putting pressure on myself to writing these affirmations every day, I am not having fun with it and I'm not being intuitive with it. And there's a level of commitment to the practice and there's a level of, you know, showing up that is important, but I don't want to fall down to the path of judging myself if I didn't write my affirmations today. Because you can always add these affirmations into your life at any point in the day just by thinking them. Even if you're eating, if you're walking, if you're showering, if you are working, like you can just think them. But the practice of sitting down and writing them out has been really game-changing for me. And I think that when good things are coming into your life, people deal with it in many different ways, right? I think there's a group of people that when something good happens, they're going to be in this almost fear-based place where it's like, I'm waiting for something bad to happen. Like, this is too good to be true. And the reason you're doing that is because subconsciously you're like, I don't deserve this, right? Because if you're coming from a place of, I deserve these good things, you're, you know, not going to be thinking that, oh, it's about to get really bad. No, because you deserve it. So you're allowed to actually enjoy it, to receive it. So that's something that I think people go through a lot of people. And then there's also this other group of people that when something good is happening are instead being like, this has to be fake. There has to be something wrong here. And both of these situations, right, are not coming from a place of abundance. Falling to this fear-based mindset or this mindset of, this is too good to be true. The ball's about to drop. You know, something bad is about to happen. And instead, look at the good things, appreciation for them, which is why in the journaling practice, I like pairing it with the gratitude practice, affirming the beliefs that I want to have and the things about my life that I appreciate and that I, you know, I'm deserving of, affirming to myself, like, I deserve good things, but then being thankful for all the good things, right? Like actually writing out all the things that I'm grateful for. And I think that that combination of journaling is so simple, but it's so effective and it's so just powerful and transformative. So if you're currently in a spot where you're feeling like you're a little bit disconnected from the goodness in your life, or maybe you're in a spot in your life where you feel like there's more quote unquote bad things happening that are outweighing any good things, take a step back and focus on what is good, because what you focus on multiplies, right? It's not true that when something good is happening, the ball's about to drop and something bad's gonna happen. Actually, if something good is happening and you take the time to feel appreciative for that good and to focus on that good, the energy that you're putting towards that is magnetizing more good into your life. Like attracts like, right? So when you're focusing on the goodness, when you're focusing on everything that is going well, then you're just magnetizing more goodness, because you're doing the work to stay in that high vibration, to stay in the vibration of appreciation, of gratitude, and of worthiness.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.